Hey everyone, welcome back to Healing Your Inner Child. I'm your host, Sienna Cruz, and let's be real, life can sometimes feel like a never-ending marathon, right? Between work, relationships, trying to keep up with the latest trends, which by the way, who even has time for that? It's easy to get caught in the whirlwind and forget about ourselves. But guess what? You deserve a break. And no, I don't mean scrolling through Instagram for an hour, although let's be honest, sometimes that feels like self-care. I'm talking about genuine, intentional self-care, the kind that nourishes your soul and helps you thrive. Because when you prioritize your mental health, everything else just falls into place, trust me. So today, we're diving deep into the world of self-care and why it's not just a fluffy trend, but a non-negotiable part of living a happy, fulfilling life. Get ready to unlock some seriously awesome insights and learn how to weave self-care into your daily routine like a boss. First things first, let's talk about the power of boundaries. Ever felt like you're constantly saying yes when you really want to say no? Boundaries are your superpower. They help you protect your time, energy, and sanity. It's about recognizing what drains you and learning to say no without guilt. Imagine it like this. You wouldn't let just anyone walk into your house uninvited, right? Same goes for your mental space. Next up, we have the magic of mindfulness. This isn't about meditating for hours on end unless that's your jam. It's about being present in the moment, savoring a cup of coffee, taking a mindful walk, or simply focusing on your breath. Mindfulness helps you quiet the constant chatter in your head and appreciate the little things. Speaking of appreciating the little things, how about some good old-fashioned fun? Remember when you were a kid and life was all about laughter, playfulness, and exploration? We connect with that inner child. Whether it's dancing like nobody's watching, reading a silly book, or trying something new, make time for activities that bring you joy. And let's not forget the power of connection. We are social creatures hardwired to crave meaningful relationships. Nurture your friendships, spend quality time with loved ones, and don't be afraid to reach out for support when you need it. Remember, you're not alone in this journey. Finally, let's talk about self-compassion. You wouldn't beat yourself up for making a mistake, right? So why do we treat ourselves so harshly when things get tough? Practice kindness towards yourself, acknowledge your feelings, and remember that everyone makes mistakes. Learn from them, move on, and keep going. Think about a time when you felt completely overwhelmed, maybe work deadlines were piling up, or a personal situation was stressing you out. How did you cope? Did you reach for comfort food, avoid social interaction, or just try to power through? You might be surprised by how often our inner child takes over in these moments. That little voice inside us might tell us to hide, shut down, or numb the pain. But what if we could learn to see that inner child instead of ignoring it? What if we could create a sense of safety and comfort within ourselves, no matter what life throws at us? That's the power of self-care. It's not about indulging in every whim or becoming a self-absorbed recluse. It's about honoring your needs, cultivating healthy habits, and learning to be kind to yourself just like you would be to a dear friend going through a tough time. So remember, taking care of yourself isn't selfish, it's essential. When you prioritize your mental health, you create a ripple effect that touches every aspect of your life. You show up as your best self in relationships, work, and personal pursuits. Now go out there and make self-care your superpower. What are some small things you can do today to nurture your mind, body, and soul? Share your thoughts with me on social media, I'd love to hear from you. And remember, tomorrow we'll be diving into another powerful aspect of healing your inner child. Until then, stay radiant and keep shining.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.